Meta Peace Team has placed a peace team at the Michigan statewide pride event for many years. And each year we do an orientation. And some of the things that we have found would be important that I think could be included in a thematic training is certainly issues around power, privilege, and oppression would be an important component of that, as well as just an understanding of gender identity and sexual orientation, and how those interplay and how they're separate. The other thing that I think would be really important to include in a training, particularly if it's a domestic team where people are coming from the local community, is that you're going to be seeing your friends and family at this event potentially, and that, you know, that there will be people on the peace team who identify as LGBTQ, and what do we need to do to care for one another as a peace team becomes really important. I mean, it's always really important, but here's a space where, you know, how do I as a bisexual woman deal with hatred that is being directed towards me, even if the person spewing the hatred doesn't know that in the moment? And how, you know, what space do I need for debriefing? What space do I need then for self-care? And how can my team support me in that? And so I think that becomes a really important aspect of this particular thematic training. The additional piece that I think becomes important is, and this kind of goes beyond the training, but certainly should be addressed at the training, as well as conversations with organizations, is how do we help to empower various communities to be their own peace teams in a way? And that may not be the right word if we're thinking of third party, but, you know, so that we're not just placing peace teams because there's a threat of conflict, but because there's really a threat of violence. And how do people feel empowered to deal with violence in a nonviolent way on their own? Because ultimately, turning to somebody else for, you know, to quote-unquote rescue or to step in all the time is disempowering, regardless of whether the person you're turning to is the police, the military, or a peace team. And so I think when working with communities who have been traditionally marginalized, such as the LGBT community, an important conversation to have is, today I'm going to be on a peace team at the Pride event, but many people who are at this event tomorrow might be on a peace team at another event, you know, that might hit less close to home, as well as to acknowledge that, you know, that many people from the LGBTQ community are on the peace team and can, even if you're not officially on the peace team, that, you know, this is skills that people within this community have to, you know, sort of take care of ourselves.